Welcome back to The Root Note. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know, I'm going to take the next week off for Thanksgiving, because Chrissy and I are going to head on our annual trip to the beach.
Warning, what you're about to hear may cause uncontrollable sadness of the heart, running of makeup, and spontaneous ugly crying. Attempting to keep a put-together appearance may be complicated. If confronted by someone in public about these symptoms, The Root Note simply recommends you share this episode with them. For those about to listen, Godspeed. We'll all get through this together.
The following has been produced by PutThemInASong.com.
My name is Shane Yoder. I write songs for a living. And every day, I hear stories transform into songs. Now you can too. I bet we all know how frustrating it is to have somebody sit in a car and switch song after song after song to find one that they like. And the same goes with TV, to find something they want to watch. I mean, I can understand not wanting to watch or listen to commercials. But when you switch in the middle of a song, come on, man. It never made sense to me before, but with this interview with Pam about her daughter, I think I'm starting to see this side of things. Maybe some people don't want to go through the boring parts of a song. They want to get to the good stuff. They just want better parts for their soundtrack. This is the best parts of life.
Why did you want to put Kyra into a song?
All right, first of all, her name is Kira. Kira.
I know, I keep switching back and forth because I keep second guessing myself. Kira.
Yes, and her name came from the Dark Crystal movie. There was a Gelfling named Kira. She was always mad at me about that because it's a girl with pointed ears and she's ugly. And I said, well, I didn't name you because I thought she was beautiful. I liked the name, so.
Call is now being recorded.
Kira grew up with four brothers. Her first 2 years, she wore nothing other than pink and purple, and had to have ruffles or lace. After that, her favorite color was black, and she wanted to be a boy, because she had boy neighbors, and she had four brothers.
Yeah, the boys are more fun anyway, right?
She never backed down. She grew up with boys. You don't back down, you know?
Yeah.
She didn't know you got to be dainty, and she does have a daughter that loves shoes. She'd never got it. She's like, where did she come from, Mom? You know? Because Kira was a tomboy. She grew up with four brothers. But she was born with a cleft lip and palate. She struggled as a baby, as a young kid. She had many surgeries. We tried to make the best of it for her. She took books of her surgeries to school, show and tell. She grew up knowing what it was all about, and everybody just accepted her. And she accepted it. Even though it could have put her down, she didn't. She was always upbeat, happy, smiling. It never kept her back from anything. She loved to dance. She loved to sing, even though she was very nasally because she had a cleft lip and palate. But she loved that. She didn't care. You didn't like it? Don't listen. And being a little girl and having four big brothers, man, she held her own against them. She had to survive.
I grew up with a younger brother, and I couldn't imagine having to defend yourself on all kinds of different things.
No, and then you're the only girl, so, yeah, try to get a husband. You got a dad and four brothers that are going to judge him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, good for them, too.
I'd always admire that.
Kira loved tomatoes. She was just little. We had a garden. She would toddle out to the garden, and I'd go out, you know, looking for her. I'm doing something in the yard, and I'd come around. She's got two green tomatoes in her hands, and she's eating them like apples. Whatever her brothers was doing, she was right there behind them. Whether they were on their bikes and she was on a tricycle, she was after them. She didn't see anything wrong with that. You know, it's like she needed to do it. But one year for Christmas, we got her a microphone. She thought she was a superstar, and that probably is where that whole thing started. You could not get in the car with Kira and listen to one radio station. She listened to a song, she didn't like it, changed the station. Didn't like it, changed the station. She was all over the place with whatever music, but don't get too involved, because if she didn't like it, she changed the station.
That makes me wonder, was she always sitting in the front seat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Kira had to be in control.
Oh, yeah? Even with her four older brothers, she was always in the front seat, huh?
Yep.
That's great.
There's no reason she should have been positive. She was born with a cleft lip and palate. She had so many reasons to be down. And she never was. She didn't care. It's like, me. And with her brothers, they'd say, no, this is the way it has to be. And she'd go, not for me. She was always positive. She always saw the bright side of things, and she never should have. I mean, she had a rough life. She had a lot of things to go through as a kid. You know what? Kira could out-burp her brothers, and everybody knew that. She could out-burp anybody. Little girl could out-burp anybody. She liked Miller Lite, and she could out-burp her brothers and any of their fat friends. She did. She burped like a 300-pound guy. And everybody knew it. She didn't hide it from her kids.
That's awesome.
Sorry, that's not good, but that Kira was very good at it, and she didn't hide it.
Well, in your details, you mentioned she was a pain in the butt for her four older brothers. I know you talked about, you know, how she had to stand up for herself, but do you remember anything in particular why she was a pain in the butt?
Just because she's a little sister. She always, Kira always gave her opinion. And if you didn't like it, too bad. And you'd think she's got four older brothers, she'd stand up to them and they'd say, No, we're going to do this. And she'd go, yeah, no, we're not. I don't want to do it. So, you know, and they're like, oh, come on. And they thought, oh, my God, who is she? Who does she think she is? She could cook me under the table by the time, you know, she got to where she was. She would send me recipes and say, hey, Mom, do this, where before I'm getting her cookbooks just to tell her how to make boiled eggs, you know.
Did she work in the restaurant?
No, she didn't. She worked in a place where they made parts for desks, and she drove a forklift. This girl, 5'3", 110 pounds, curly hair, just a little with it. And I don't know what they're doing without her, because she was the only one that could do her job.
Wow.
You know, and she was saying, Mom, I am building up my muscles. She's like, you should see my guns. You know? And she's just a little, small little girl, you know. It's like, Kira, yeah, Don't make your guns too big. You know? When she started out, she was young, she didn't know, and she was pregnant with a baby, and she didn't know how to do anything. And I'm not that kind of person, so I taught her, this is how you use a screwdriver, a hammer, this is how you figure it out. She got to the point where she could build stuff. She, you know, she was like, nothing's holding me back. She couldn't cook when she got married. I got her cookbooks. She was the greatest cook ever.
What were some of her, you know, you mentioned she loves to cook, but what were some of her favorite things to do, like hobbies and stuff like that?
Her and her husband were estranged, so she was living in a mobile home, and it was a rundown. I bought her old wedding ring from her to give her a down payment for her house. It was an old mobile home, and she tried to fix it up. I bought her for Christmas. I bought her, you know, power tools so she could do whatever, and that's what she did. That was, she got a fire pit, she moved rocks around, she found someone that would give her mulch, she fixed up her yard. She wanted to make it a home. And she told me if she knew life was going to be that tough, she never would have left her husband. But she knew I had done it. And so she kept going, and I said, yeah, keep going. You know, you don't like what's playing on the radio, you figure out how to change the station. It's not always easy, but make it to your liking. And she totally got that.
Who is this song for?
You know, I'm struggling with. Maybe it's for me.
Okay.
You know, as a mom, seeing my sons hurt because their sister's gone, seeing my grandkids hurting because their mom is gone, and I can't fix it for them, but my baby girl is gone. And so I don't know who it's for. I know that it should be for the kids, so they remember their mom, but there are a bunch of us. Her family, yeah. Her friends, that also need to remember her, want to remember her, need something to help us heal. She was on her way home from work. She had two people in the car with her, and there was a lady behind her that was looking at two dead deer on the side of the road. She slammed into the back of them. They were stopped, turning. She slammed into the back of them, going 60 miles an hour.
Wow.
That threw them into oncoming traffic. Kira was driving, threw them into oncoming traffic. The guy in the back seat was thrown out of the car. And evidently, him being thrown from the car, he was in the seat behind her, hit her in the back of the head and killed her.
Jeez.
She was, there were three people in the car. She was the only one that died. That was on Monday afternoon at 3:30 in the afternoon. And the night before, she had spent time with Aiden because she had the kids the Sunday before that. And she was making shish kebabs with Aiden, and he stabbed himself with the skewers, and you know, but he was still all about it, and, you know, and he was so excited because he got to cook something with his mom, you right. know, and that's his last memory because the next day she was dead. Going through the visitation and the funeral, the thing I kept hearing from everybody was her laugh. She always smiled. She always had fun, no matter what. No matter what. She loved her brothers, and now that she's gone, they're just, like, lost. She was their world. She was the one that was happy, that always had a joke, always had a smile, no matter what. Her life was hard. They knew it. They, you know... But she always had a smile. She was always laughing. And now they're going, how did she do it? How was she so happy when she went through such rough times? I have to tell you, she was married for 7 years. And that when she passed away, she was living with a woman and decided she was gay. That is not something my family, our world, in our small little town, accepts. Kira's like, it's the way it is. Like it or whatever.
Yeah, change the station.
Yeah, exactly. That was Kira. And it was like, I hated riding in the car with her, just like I hate watching TV with my husband. He changes the station all the time. Kira was the same way. You'd get into a song, and she'd, like, flip the station, and that was Kira. If it didn't work for her, flip the station. You don't like it? Too bad. You're riding with me. And that's the way she was with her brothers. Hey, this is me. You don't like it? Move along. Go your way. I'll go mine. We'll find a way to connect somewhere.
What was her favorite kind of music? Can you narrow that down?
She loved country. She loved pop music, but she liked classic music, and that was the whole thing, was that she flipped around all the time. Mm-hmm. I would say that, you know, the pop music, that was what she listened to most, but she didn't narrow it down, and that was the whole thing. You never knew what you were going to be listening to with Kira. Whatever she liked, she'd just keep moving the station until she figured it out.
Why did you want to put her into a song?
Oh, because I miss her. We all miss her so much. And you never think that'll happen. If I had to lose any of my kids, it would hurt. But this is my baby girl. And seeing my sons hurting, losing their baby sister, and watching my two grandkids hurt because their mom is gone, I want to remember her. I want everyone to remember her. And I thought, oh, this is for Aiden and Avery. But no, I really think it's for me. Because me as Kira's mom, I'm hurting. I'm hurting, and I need to heal. And I need to feel close to her. And being able to hear a song about her. She was happy. She was spunky. She was a spitfire. She was just the person everybody should want to be. She was my inspiration, and she's gone. And I have the draw on my memories, and they need a song to keep those memories alive, to put me back on track, so I can be the person that my daughter was. And she was only 33 when she died. She's my hero. And I don't know where that came from. Kira was all about family. She was all about, you know, I don't care what you do, where you are, what, you know, we're family. We're together.
What would you like the song to say?
Remember me. I'm there with you. And I don't know. I mean, because if I feel like if I want it to be about my kids, her brothers, then I'm leaving her kids out. Her kids, to me, are the most important thing. They're too young, but I want them to eventually have a song about their mom. She was that special. That there's a song about your mom. She was a special person. She loved people. She loved family. She loved life.
And now, this is the best parts of life.
Spitfire girl, born in a large, straight, and flammable world. The sparks in your life set others on fire. Taking them higher. And you danced over trouble like a brand new dance floor. Breaking them down with one foot out the door. You didn't miss a beat when others made fun. Cause you knew the dance better than anyone. Those who hear not the music think the dancer's mad. Cause you dance to a drum beat that nobody had. Keep changing the station when down. But now that you're gone, we can't find your sound. Funny and feisty, live and let live. How did you do it with the world as it is? Cause oh, so we're not the music, think the dancer man. And you dance to a drum.
With MBI Studios. All guests know they are being recorded and are willing to be. All music and songs are created and scored by PutThemInASong.com. You can follow the Root Note Podcast at Root Note Pod on Twitter. If you would like to have a song or music created for you or a loved one, visit PutThemInASong.com, where you have a better voice than you think. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Root Note.